You're listening to the Daily Bible Lesson, and I'm Brother Don. Today is the 33rd day of studying Revelation, and our focus is Revelation 19, verse 14. We are using the Passion Translation. The armies of heaven that are with Jesus raise more questions in our minds. Are they angelic armies, such as we heard about in the Old Testament? Or are they resurrected Christians who now fight for their master? That is at present still unclear. When we look at a similar picture of Jesus on a white horse in chapter 6, he has a bow with which he could shoot arrows. But no arrows are mentioned. What does that mean? Translator Brian Simmons suggests that he seeks spiritual victory over us by sending arrows of truth into our hearts. But here in chapter 19, the goal is clearly to conquer the enemies. But perhaps conquering our hearts will also take place. Up close, it can be difficult to understand the details. But if we take a couple of steps backwards, we can see the return of Christ from a broader perspective. Jesus spoke several times of his return while he ministered on earth before he ascended to heaven. He used very literal language much of the time, but also included metaphors, analogies, and parables. He speaks most literally in Luke 21 about upheavals and signs in the heavens, in response to a two-part question by his disciples. The first question was, when will these things happen? In context, this was the destruction of the temple, which occurred about the year 70. The second question was, what will be the sign that these things are about to take place? From Jesus' response, he takes this second question to be related to his return. In response, he speaks of other people pretending to be him, and that there will be wars, earthquakes, pestilence, famine, and signs from heaven. That's in Luke 21:11. We have seen most of these throughout our study of Revelation. But before all this, Jesus states, there will be persecution, broken family relationships, Jerusalem surrounded by armies, all of which apply to the fall of Jerusalem and destruction of the temple. Jesus also speaks of cosmic signs that we have seen in Revelation, and then at that time they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. That's in Luke 21, verse 27. Jesus concludes with additional recommendations, including the need to watch and pray. We also find in the Gospels that we are encouraged to check our investment portfolios. We don't want to lose everything when he returns, right? And Jesus tells us how to avoid that. We invest in heaven. It's a direct command from our Lord. Store up treasures in heaven. But that's not enough. We must also check our spiritual portfolios. Are we filled with the Holy Spirit? The parable of the 10 virgins indicates that those who lack oil, a symbol of the Holy Spirit, will be left behind. Will they make it to heaven? I really don't know. That may depend upon what they do if given a window of opportunity after the return of Jesus and before the day of judgment. But that's just a guess. Be safe. Be filled. And stay filled. This has been the Daily Bible Lesson with Brother Don. Remember this, I, Jesus, sent my angel to you to share this testimony with the congregations.